Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading through Psalm 20. We're going to read it twice. We're going to read it in the Young's Literal Translation and then we're going to read it in the Message. And after that I'm going to share some thoughts and reflections. These are two very different translations. One uses a lot of older language and one is very contemporary and uses a lot of paraphrase. So let's hear what the Lord is saying through Psalm 20. So turn with me. This is a Psalm of David. First, we will read from the Young's Literal Translation. Jehovah doth answer thee in a day of adversity. The name of the God of Jacob doth set thee on high. He doth send thy help from the sanctuary, and from Zion doth support thee. He doth remember all thy presence, and thy burnt offering doth reduce to ashes. He doth give to thee according to thy heart, and all thy counsel doth fulfil. We sing of thy salvation, and in the name of God set up a banner. Jehovah doth fulfil all thy requests. Now I have known that Jehovah hath saved his anointed. He answereth him from his holy heavens, with the saving might of his right hand. Some of chariots and some of horses, and we of the name of Jehovah our God make mention. They have bowed and fallen, and we have risen and stationed ourselves upright. O Jehovah, save the king. He doth answer us in the day we call. And now we read again Psalm 20, but this time from the Message version. God answer you on the day you crash. The name God of Jacob put you out of harm's reach. Send reinforcements from Holy Hill. Dispatch from Zion fresh supplies. Exclaim over your offerings. Celebrate your sacrifices. Give you what your heart desires. Accomplish your plans. When you win, we plan to raise the roof and lead the parade with our banners. May all your wishes come true. That clinches it. Help's coming. And answers on the way. Everything's going to work out. See those people polishing their chariots and those others grooming their horses. But we're making garlands for God, our God. The chariots will rust, the horses pull up lame, and we'll be on our feet standing tall. Make the king a winner, God. The day we call, give us your answer. So this here is Psalm 20, and as we know, it is a psalm of David. And it seems to be David wanting to encourage people. God answer you on the day you crash. God answer you in the day of adversity. Know that God will answer you in your trouble, that he will hear you, and may he set you on high. Do not think that God is so far away that he won't hear us. Sometimes when we think of God, maybe we think of a bearded man sitting up in the clouds and he may or may not listen to us depending on how he's feeling. But that's absolutely not true. That's not who we see in the Bible. That's not who we see in Jesus. David is confident that not only will God answer David's prayers, but that God will answer people's prayers. That we can call out to him and we can trust in his name. We also know that God wants us to have good things. Because here the psalmist is saying, may God give you what your hearts desire. Not everything our hearts desire is good. Don't be confused. But when it is, God wants us to have good things. He wants to deliver us and save us. When we are in trouble, we can trust that help is coming and know that everything is going to be okay. People trust in all sorts of things when they're in trouble. In this psalm, the psalmist lists chariots and horses. What do people trust in today instead of God? Well, maybe it's their car, maybe it's their ability, maybe it's even our governments. But the one we can always trust in is God. The one we can always trust in is the Lord. He answers us in the day that we call. So don't wait to call on God tomorrow. Don't wait a week and see how things go. Call on the Lord today. Call on the Lord while these things are troubling your soul. Lift them up to Him. He remembers us. He doesn't forget us. He doesn't leave us. And in turn, let's remember Him. Let's sing praises. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 20. God bless you and goodbye.